Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like $1 million bucks, buttons, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, okay, here we go. You know, what's important, what can be a huge part of your success is if you find a balance. If you find a balance in your life. That's been very important for me. And I've really never phrased it this way until now, but I was kind of thinking about it after my wife and I mean, we set up one night recently, man. You know, I often come on here and this is kind of an inspirational moment of the show. And I try to remind people about that most important relationship between you and God. And that's the apex of it. That's the top of the crown. you got to form the relationship with God. If you don't, everything else struggles. It's hard to be a good husband without God. It's hard to be a good family man without God. It's hard to be successful without God, man. It's hard to be, hard to get through this thing called life without God. So that's clear. But at the same time, you can't talk about God 24/7. You got to go to work. Come on, man, let's just be real. I ain't your pastor and I ain't at your church. But let's just be real about it. You know, people tell you got to keep your mind stayed on him and all like that. That's a true statement. Got to keep your mind stayed in that area. I'm not here to tell you how to live, but you got to keep your mind stayed in that area of God, of doing the right thing, caring about people. That's what I took it as. Now, I could be wrong. I apologize if I'm not saying it the way you've been taught. I can only do me. Now, but after that, you got to go to work. You got to have some fun. You got to take care of your business. And that's the balance you have to find. So once you focus on shoring up your relationship with God, you gotta balance this now. Now you got to allocate some time. I don't care who you are, for your family. If you're going to have a family, you got to allocate some time for them. See, we can't just marry these women or make these kids and then neglect them. And fellas, especially if I'm talking to men out here, and ladies, you can listen too, but listen, if you find yourself struggling in your life, man, and you can't seem to get it together, let's just go over a couple of things. The first two things, if you find yourself struggling, you can't seem to pull it together and reach your goals and get to where you want to go, let's just do a check. How is your relationship with God? And then next, how much time are you taking to allocate for your family? Now, your family don't always live in your house. But if you made them, they're yours. And the responsibility to them is never lessened because you don't stay there no more. Because you and the girl broke up. You and the woman don't speak. That don't ever release you from the obligation. Feel me when I'm telling you this now. Because I'm not telling you something I'm wondering about. I've had to live through them years. So two things you can start looking at. If you're not where you want to be and you ain't really solid and you can't figure out why you keep spinning your wheels, have you just done a random inventory, man? Have you just checked on your relationship with God? Have you checked on the time you're spending dedicated towards your family, your children that you created? If them two things is out of sync, man, that I can tell you right now, you can go on and get to explaining yourself away just like that. Hey, man, how come you ain't where you want to be? Well, because, man, I really ain't. Well, if you really ain't, then you really ain't. The third thing is you got to allocate the necessary time for your business. You got to handle your business. All of this, man, is the way it works. And the order is God first. Family second. Then you got to handle all your business. But as men, this is what we do. If I don't handle my business, I can't take care of my family. True statement, but if your business is in front of your family, you out of order. Now, that's all we're talking about now, ain't it? See, that's all we really saying here now, fellas. You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, let's have a real conversation about being better. You know, if you done created these children, you got to handle your business. You may not like the girl no more. You and the woman might have broken up. Y'all might go your own way. But what that got to do with the child, though, man? You got to handle your business. They got to know who daddy is. That's your obligation, man. And God ain't letting you off the hook for that. Try it. Go ahead and try it. And think you're going to get off the hook with that. Because you're not, man. You just not. I'm sorry, man. Dog, Steve, why you coming like that? Because I did it like that. I did it, man. I was over here trying to reshape my life, get myself up on my feet. When I was homeless, man, and trying to come back, man, I thought I had to take care of me first and then so I can neglect it. Caring about them kids. Man, that ain't how it worked, man. God kept his knee on my neck for a long time for that one right there till I finally learned the lesson. Hold up, man. Put these phone calls in. Go spend some time. Do something. And it started turning around for me. You know, I can't be there all the time because I am out here on the grind and the hustle. But at the same time, man, some more phone calls, some more letters, some more ha-ha-hee-hees, something. then take care of your business, man. You got to work hard to be successful. You know, sometimes I don't put that in there. I just live it and I expect my sons to emulate that. But I got to talk to them all the time. How hard you got to work to be something. It's an all-out assault on it, man. If you got a target in mind, you got a goal, you got to wake up every day trying to get there. And you can't get tired of it. Because it never ends. You're going to always be this way. That's how life is designed and set up. You got to be a hard worker, man. If you're always looking for some time to chill and, man, I want to go do what I want to do, you ain't going to make it. In order to be successful, you have to do a series of things that you're uncomfortable doing. And work is the thing that most of us are uncomfortable doing. It's so much easier to chill. Man, I wish I could kick back with a cigar, man, all the time. But I can't, man. I can't. Because I got to work. Then the last piece of the balance piece is you got to take some time out to enjoy yourself. But if you ain't where you want to be, you ain't got a lot of time to enjoy yourself. Quit thinking, man, that this balance is even. It's a whole lot of God, a whole lot of family, a whole lot of business, and a little bit of chilling. The chilling can't be equal to the family, the business, or your God. If the chilling is equal to any of them, you ain't gonna make it. Quit chilling, man, and go to work like a man. Do what you're supposed to do. Work on your family. Work on your relationship. Work on your God. Work on your business. And then when you chill, you might not chill as long, but you sure gonna chill bigger. You're gonna ball bigger, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me have your undivided attention. This is my Barry White opening for the morning. Want you to have a great time. Come on and join in with us. Put your hand on somebody's back and say, hey, I love you. And allow them to say, I love you. And together we can have love in this world, and this world will have more love. Yeah, but that ain't working right now. So welcome to the Steve Austin Morning Show. Steve, where you get that from? I don't know. Just came to me. Thought I'd do it. Ain't no need of doing the same thing. It's a new day, new chance, new opportunity, man. Let's make the best of it. God is good. Yeah, he is, man. Gratitude affects your altitude all the time, but it's brought on by your attitude. You got to get it together, baby. That's the world we live in today. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior Boy, and my man, myself.
Yeah.
Happy me to me.
I like that, Steve. I like that.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, man, yeah. Just ain't got no cheerleader cheer for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man,
that's right.
Clap
that's
it up for yourself. Sometimes you got to clap it up for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Snoop Dogg said, yep. I want to thank me.
I want to thank me. Last but not least, I want to thank me.
Believe in yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah, so Junior, what's on your mind today?
I just said, are you feeling pretty good today?
Yeah.
You sound good. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I feel good every day. All right. You know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. You know, some days have some few more challenges in it than others. And
But I've survived all of them so far. This too shall pass. That's for sure.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm expecting great things to happen in my life, man. Mm-hmm. I did a gratitude check yesterday. I really did have to do a gratitude check. Because what I found out was, as humans, and I find myself guilty of this often, in my quest to do better and be better, in my quest to accomplish the next level and reach for more goals and get higher and higher, I sometimes forget to have the right level of gratitude for where I am. And if you pursue the quest wholeheartedly with everything that's in you and is constantly grind, grind, go, 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 you will humanly forget to say thank you and be grateful for where you are. And now you've negated your opportunity, Steve Harvey, for further advancement, because God, in his infinite wisdom and supreme judgment, he's thinking, well, if he ain't grateful for this, ain't no need of me overburdening him with more. Or if you're complaining about your present condition, could God be also saying, maybe I don't need to put no more on them because this is causing so much stress and problems? You know, Biggie said, more money, more problems. But if you focus so much on the problems, then maybe God won't give you more because he already know you already complaining about this.
All right.
Just
drop that knowledge.
That's
exactly what I was going to ask you.
That worked out, Junior.
Look at God, huh, Junior? All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, Junior's in for the nephew to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Paper clips, go.
Travel.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see, you just left about, what, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay, and you left with a severance, am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry, who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
Well, you started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
I started this business after I left there, 1 month.
So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, you know, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature. We're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office. I'm sorry?
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business, asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the f*** is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Mr. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off by your I didn't steal no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back
is some
and forth.
Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So, are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like...
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And
I was employed
years,
a year.
For eight years, you stole paper, paper clips. You stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape. You have taken markers, pens. We got it down to a
science. I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year. You all gave me a severance package. How dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you my address because you come over here. I got some scissors for your Philip. I don't have time for this. You want my address? You can come on over here. Look it up. Google
me. We want our paper clips back.
Google me. Come get them then. Matter of fact, give me your address, Philip. I'll bring them to you. Steal no damn paper clips. I'm a Christian woman, and you got me on this phone cussing and fighting with you. I'm not fighting with you over no paper clips. What's your address, Philip?
We're missing over 5,000 paper clips, and we need those. Now,
you know what, what's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paper clips to you. How about that?
Give me your address.
Philip.
You are guilty of using the paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't
steal. Okay. Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means you have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip? That's a corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mind. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You've taken so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands of rims of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this.
Okay.
Talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and
what
order the police
say?
To come
what?
Over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Philip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
and paper
getting
clips.
Me?
And paper clips. Because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Whoa, wait. Who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
You gotta be kidding me.
Your girlfriend, Dorothea, got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm gonna kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm gonna kick her.
Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Dorothea is on.
All right, coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. It's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the outrage and the grief that followed the release of the body cam footage of the brutal beating of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, by five black former Memphis police officers. That's coming up at the top of the hour, but right now we're going to switch gears here and ask the CLO. All right, this one's from Tracy in Raleigh. Tracy writes to the CLO, I had two cats that stayed around my front porch since my divorce. My neighbor had animal control come and take them away, and he said he was doing me a favor.
How do I nicely let him know that I don't need his help and to mind his own business?
The way you just typed it, you have to say that out loud.
just read the paper.
Yeah. But take your email that you sent to the Steve Harvey Morning Show and say exactly that. He know you single. You recently divorced. So now he trying to be Mr. Helpful, and he done overstepped his bounds. Why is he suddenly so helpful? Is what you need to ask yourself. So he playing the hero. He want to save the damsel in distress.
Yeah. Men still do that, huh? Okay. All right.
Yeah, they still do it. It has changed. Since I wrote my book, I noticed in 2009, the dating scene has completely changed, man. It's completely.
First of all, how you got time to call Animal Control for two cats?
I know.
when we start doing that? Carl, I see cats all the time. I see cats all the time. It ain't my house.
See it. Yeah, but it's girls. It ain't the girl to find chick across the street. Stay from you.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Okay.
He don't give a damn about them cats.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the point.
Part of the plan. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Moving on to Jonay in St. Louis. Jonay says, my boyfriend hasn't had sex with me in close to 2 weeks. We got an automated message on our voicemail from a pharmacy saying his prescription is ready. He said it's a cream for chafing and. And if so, why can't he show me? Is it something else?
Think it's something else.
That cream.
You don't need no prescription for chafing.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you, you can get cortisone. You cortisone 10, you get anti-itch. You can get a whole lot of stuff. They got Benadryl got a cream.
Yeah.
You know, they got all that. You can put cornstarch on you. You ain't got to do that. He waiting on that prescription. Now, a couple of things could have happened. Maybe your boyfriend has an issue that you don't know about. And you do have to wait for them pills to come through on the prescription because they're very popular right now. Or the only other thing to consider is he's saving you for some sexually transmitted disease that he acquired while being out in the streets. And he's waiting on the medicine to come in, and he's already got the medicine, but he got to wait till it run out of his system. That's the other option.
Ding, 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 ding. Good answer.
Two more weeks.
What it is.
Yeah. 2 more weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See y'all. Yeah. That's good.
All right, moving on to Fabian in Huntsville. Fabian says, hey, Steve, I'm dating a younger man, and he is proud to call me his lady. But I'm not ready to give him a title. He got mad when I introduced him as my assistant when we ran into my pastor. And as the man, why is he stuck on having a title?
Because he's that about? Because he's doing the same thing y'all do. Don't y'all want titles?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Now you just sat up here and put it on the little young boy, got his head all messed up. Now he want a title.
Yeah.
Now you ain't sure you want to give it to him, but you're introducing him to your pastor.
This is my assistant.
This little boy that's in here, I'm burying, taking care of. This is Dardavius.
What's his name?
Dardavius. Dardavius. He got a young ass name too.
Yeah.
Her name Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Her name Carolyn. His name Dardavius. You already can tell Carolyn by the name. Her girlfriend named Gwen and the other one, Barbara.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, he done showed up at the house, Dot Davis. He done bought one of his friends over.
What's his friend?
Javantia. They got them names. You be going, damn, what was your mama think? This is Javantia.
A lot of syllables.
Javantia and Dot Davis going out with Gwen and Barbara.
Their assistants in
Arizona. Hey, y'all got anybody want to date my friend? What's your friend's name? Patricia. okay. And what's your friend's name? Sean Delicious.
Sean Delicious.
Sean Delicious.
We just call him Shawnee D.
Okay. So he wants a title. He wants to, he's proud of the woman that he's dating right now, even though she is older. All right, moving on. Last one, Steve. This one's from Gloria. Gloria, here we go. Gloria in Queens. Gloria writes, my husband of almost 25 years had a few new moves in bed and I loved it. So I did a few new moves on him too, but he couldn't handle it. He immediately thought I was cheating. I don't even think like that. Why can't he be open-minded like me? What you got for Gloria, CLO?
Well, open-minded. Your husband is thinking where you been to get this new stuff. Because he got some new stuff.
And she didn't think that.
Well, yeah. She didn't accuse him of cheating when he did.
She just thought
but
it was
see,
cool.
She ain't stupid, yeah. though.
He's stupid.
Uh-huh.
He's stupid.
Yeah. Because the change means something. See, that's right.
See, look.
That's right.
See, it's two different kinds of stupid in this. Mm-hmm. He's stupid for exposing what he done learned somewhere. She's stupid for not recognizing the new learned lesson. So it's two stupids here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then he dumber accusing her of cheating. Where you get these new moves from? I know where I got mine from. Where you get yours from? See, how, that's the stupidity.
Like it's a store.
So I'm not saying any of this is happening to the lady that wrote the letter, but I'm saying there's a lot of stupid going
Gloria.
On in this letter. Gloria and Gloria old, because don't nobody name their kid Gloria no more.
What would her name be today?
Gloria.
Come on.
Glokeisherous.
That's hard to say. What is it?
Glokeisherous.
Coming, thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, a special news update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Show.
Okay, so some sad news. On yesterday afternoon, comedian and our friend, radio show host Ricky Smiley, announced the passing of his oldest son, Brandon Smiley. This was done in a video that was posted on Instagram. Ricky said, I lost my oldest son, Brandon, this morning. I'm okay, but please pray for my son's mother, Brenda, his siblings, and his daughter, Storm. In a separate post, Ricky pointed, he posted, "May your battles keep you near the cross. May your struggles show you that you need God. May your battles end the way it should. And may your bad days prove that God is good." Our prayers, of course, go out to Ricky and the entire family on behalf of Steve Harvey. Wow. Very
it's
sad.
It's heartbreaking. This is so sad.
Yeah, very, very sad. And shocking, surprising. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him, Steve? Via
no, we've been texting, but I'll just keep that private.
Right.
You know, it's just, I mean, what can you say?
Yeah. Condolences, thoughts, and prayers.
And I don't know if they want the reason out there or nothing like that. But you know,
we're praying for him.
We're praying for you, Ricky.
Absolutely, Ricky. You know, you're in our hearts and we love you. And to another horrific story, all weekend we've been following the news from Memphis, Tennessee, of course. We are outraged over the body cam video footage of five Memphis police officers who brutally and savagely beat 29-year-old Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop. The footage was released on Friday and came from a SkyCop camera and police officers' body cameras. Police can be heard yelling at Nichols to get out of his car. Then you see the officers forcibly removing Nichols from his car. The officers kick Nichols in the face and in his abdomen, struck him with a baton in the upper body, punched him in the face and upper body area. Nichols was heard screaming, "Mom, Mom," as he was being held down and pepper sprayed repeatedly, "Mom," as he was being held down. Nichols died 3 days later in a Memphis hospital. The five former Memphis police officers, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, who are all Black, have been arrested and charged with murder, with kidnapping, assault, and misconduct. Two Memphis firefighters involved in Nichols' initial medical care were also terminated. Protests were held all over the country this weekend, and Nichols' mother pleaded with everyone to please remain peaceful when protesting out of respect for her. Horrific story. Horrific video footage. Yeah.
You know, I'm just... It's alarming to me. Two things. First of all, I'm at a loss.
You
because
don't want to say it.
This has been happening
absolutely
to us long by the police for so long, so many incidents, over and over and over. It's hard to frame this. But when I look at this video, and I see these Black thugs killing this Black boy. I mean, the punches this dude was throwing on this innocent soul.
It looked like street fighting. It looked like they were just
beating and gang fighting,
ganging up on
but
this man.
But he's handcuffed.
But he's handcuffed.
You low down coward.
Yes, yes.
Coward.
He was a thin young man. He was, yeah.
But, you know, these dudes, man.
It's horrible.
Now, I tell you what, I do commend the police chief, the woman that's the head of the Memphis Police Department.
Action.
She didn't waste no time.
No.
That's right.
But.
That's right.
These are Black dudes, man.
Yeah.
Killing a Black boy. Younger than
that's
all of
the
them.
The heartbreaking part.
I have so many feelings about that that I can't say on the radio. Because what I really want to say. I know it's going to cost me something. And I don't want to incite anybody or make. Especially his family and stuff. They on the radio. We big on the radio in Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
But
you know what, Steve? It seems like, too, the police department, you know, we saw what happened with George Floyd. You know, this goes on all around the country. White, Black officers. Now that we're seeing this with Black officers, it's the corrupt thing that's going on in the police departments. And they have to change. It has to be a change for justice and for you to not, five of y'all, stood around and beat this man to death. For what?
Yeah, and
never told him why. Changed? Never told him why they stopped him.
Mm-hmm. How has the culture changed to where now the black police?
Yes, what I'm saying.
Are as bad as the bad white police.
Mm-hmm.
See, when did that shift happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it was recently too. It was recently. You know, look, we've always had tough black cops in the black neighborhood. We knew who they were.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't go downtown to certain cops' jails. We knew who they were. But it was limited.
Mm-hmm.
This being, but once again, you thank God for social media and you thank God for technology and cameras, because if they'd have used them body cams, this would have been a distorted view. But when you see it from that camera in that parking lot, it's very different, man.
Yeah.
Very, very guilty people.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show as we switch gears and bring in Sister Odell right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Sister Odell is here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there she is.
Got me.
My Lord.
We ain't no need to waste your time because my segments is getting shouter and shouter. So
no,
I
ma'am.
Just needs to come on. I just told you what it was.
Okay. All right. But we love you just the same, though.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And good morning.
Good morning, Shirley. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell.
Good morning, Mississippi, Junior boy.
Good morning,
Where's
Sister
Tommy
Odell.
This morning? What is he doing?
He's off today, Sister.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Oh, okay. He gets off on Mondays. He's off
yes,
on
ma'am.
Mondays.
Yes,
know.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What, is he performing somewhere last night?
I don't know.
Usually
don't know
that's the case. There. Usually that's the case. Yeah.
I like that show he got, Wanting to Love. You know, it's just it's
ready to love.
Ready to love.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, if you're ready, ain't you wanting to?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Odell, since you say you don't have a lot of time, I wanted to just bring you up to speed on a couple of things. You know, ABC News has officially parted ways with GMA3 anchors TJ Holmes and A.B. Roebuck. On Friday, they were both fired, and an ABC spokesperson stated that, quote, "We all agreed it's best for everybody involved that they move on from ABC News. We recognize their talent and commitment over the years. We're thankful for their contributions." So, Sister Odell, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about that? Should they be
allowed
to work?
Well, first of all, that's a very white statement. We want to thank you for your contribution, but we're going to fire you. Well, Tom, right. that's a mighty white statement right there. Kind of says the same thing and don't say a damn thing. But I don't know who TK thought it was.
TJ.
It's TJ. Sister Odell, not TK. TJ.
Well, you use any you want to.
What? That's his name, TJ.
TK, TP, TD. You know, he out of work, ain't he?
Yes, oh, you
and
too?
All of it because he was with the WG. Now, what
that part.
You know, when your black ass thinks you're just going to start dating these white women on national TV and these white folks ain't going to say nothing about it. But still, this ain't nothing but 2023. That's all this is. And it's a whole look a whole lot to me like 1933. But, you know.
So I was
things
ain't
never
that,
changed.
Like
I
want to
stick around for another segment. Y'all didn't ask me nothing.
Well, I wanted to ask you, back in the day, did you date any of your coworkers? Did you and Frederick Douglass hang out? What happened?
Yeah, but Frederick was black. Nat Turner was black. Ralph Abernathy was black. You know, Marcus Garvey was black.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Sister Odell. Coming up next, Kanye let the paparazzi push him to the limit over the weekend. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, he's back in the news, Steve. Kanye West is now facing a battery charge after he confronted a woman that was filming him while she was just sitting in her car. Kanye asked the woman to stop filming him, and she responded, "Hey, you're a celebrity." Kanye then reached into her car, grabbed her phone, and threw it over her car. This was after he pleaded with other paparazzi to please stop filming him while he was trying to go see his child's basketball game. Kanye said he just wanted to see his children, and one paparazzi rudely asked, "Well, can't you see your children at home?" Kanye said it's his right not to be filmed. He said it's human rights. Later that same day, Kim was spotted leaving her child's basketball game, and paparazzi asked her about Kanye snatching and throwing the woman's phone. And Kim told the paparazzi not to ask her about that in front of her children as she got in the car. So, Steve, I got to ask you, how bad is the paparazzi? I mean, you're a star. You get filmed all the time. They follow you everywhere. Can it be dangerous when they're fighting to get the best picture or the best video of a celebrity?
Yeah, I don't get the uproar clamor type stuff. I'm in front of paparazzi. But what I try to do, first of all, I try to avoid going places where they are. Mm-hmm. When they are, I've known a lot of them for years. We have a really cool relationship. Secondly, they gonna take your picture. It's what they do. It's how they earn a living.
Yeah.
There are no laws in the United States about it. I wish there were. Kanye is right. It's a violation of your space and your privacy, but they have no laws in place with the United States to do that. Kanye's right about that. And you don't want to be filmed everywhere. I get filmed eating. I get filmed standing talking to another person. I get filmed getting in and out of the car, stuff like that. You don't want it. You don't like it. The problem Kanye has is you cannot, and I know how he feels, but you can't grab nobody's phone and throw it.
No.
You done grabbed this white lady phone. Dog, this different.
Touching her property.
You done grabbed Kia's phone. We wouldn't even be talking about this. But you done grabbed this woman's phone and threw it. And I understand where he coming from.
Is he so angry that he's not thinking that he can't do that? So in the moment?
Look, you want to have a private moment. You want to just go see your kids at a basketball game. I got that. You ask her to stop filming. She said, but you're a celebrity. See, people assume. Right. It comes with the territory. If you don't want the territory, get out of it. But that's unfair. That's unfair for you to make this moment the territory that you decided for him to be in. It's unfair when you as an individual take another person's moment and decide, now this is our moment, not just your moment. That's not fair. And if people did it to you constantly, I'm telling you, it wears on you after a while and you would get sick of it yourself. If you were sitting there eating and you just looked over and people were filming you, hey man, me and Marjorie go to dinner, even out the country. People will hold their phone up at another table and act like they doing a selfie and have you in the picture. They do it all the time. Kanye coming from. Go ahead.
No, some people, like you say, think that because you're a celebrity, that's the price you pay. That's part of it.
And they think it's their right. But it's not your right to determine for me, like, for example, can I have a picture? No, not today. Why? I had a little white dude ask me that, 17-year-old. Hey, Steve Harvey, I want a video. I said, no, not today. Why? Both my sons said, because he said so. Because, hold up, man, that's my daddy. Once he tell us something, it's just like absolute law.
Right. But,
and then he got offended. Why? What you need to do is get your little punk ass out of here before I don't add in the
I'm sorry. Moving on. Kanye needs to stop doing stupid stuff, though. Please leave people's stuff alone. All right, coming up next, Junior's in for the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, get a load of this subject, guys. How did he know where to put it? Okay, that's just, the subject. How did he know where to put it? Okay, we'll get into that in just a few. Because right now, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. Junior, what you got for us today?
Okay, Shirley, you know, sometimes I get upset at announcing these pranks because the titles, because I know how stupid he is. Because when you hear these titles, you know this finna be crazy. Today's title is, give me my arm back. I don't know what.
Your arm.
I don't know what this is about, but the title is, give me my arm back. Okay, let's go, Kat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Phillip.
This is Phillip. Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Are you Phillip? Is that who you are?
Yes, this is Phillip.
Okay, and is Darius your son? Do you know a Darius?
Okay, calm down. Yes.
Okay.
Darius is my son. Okay, calm down, first of all.
Is your son there? Is he there at the house right now?
Okay, that's not the issue. What the issue is, what do you need, sir?
My name is Burns, okay? And I live two streets over from y'all. Do your son play with a boy named Tim or Timmy?
Yes, they grew up together. They play ball together. That's where they are now. They playing ball right now.
Where they playing ball at right now?
Down there at the park to play ball, because that's what they always do.
At the park. That's what I need to know. I need to know where they at. Let me tell you something.
Hold on a second. What you need to know where they at for and what you finna do. What is the problem?
That boy Darius and Tim come. They was walking up my street today and came over here. I have a prosthetic arm. My right arm is prosthetic. And they
Hold on a second. Hold on. You say you got a prosthetic arm?
Yes, I do. My right arm is a prosthetic arm. And them boys came over here.
Okay, so what they got to do with my son?
Your boy and that boy Tim came over here and pulled my arm off of me and ran down the street with it.
Hold on a second. You trying to tell me that you lost your arm to my son and his friend and they ran off with your arm?
They went down
and played basketball? Is that what you're telling me, sir?
I'm telling you that I don't know. I didn't know nothing about no basketball. They didn't came and took my prosthetic arm off of me.
Hold on a second. Let me tell you something. That don't sound like what something my son would do, okay?
I know exactly what they do and where they're going at all times,
and that's not something that they would do.
I'm sick of parents talking about what they kids will do and won't do. You don't know what they do when they ain't with y'all. I'm glad you told me that they at the park, because I'm going to go right over here to this park now, and when I find them, I'm going to whoop and get my arm back.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Just hold everything, okay? Hold on a second now, because you done said that you going to go do something that I know you don't really mean, all right?
I mean exactly what I'm saying. They got my how you think it feels that somebody trying to take your arm?
Sir, okay, look, let's try to keep this respectful, all right? All right, you say they got your arm, right? How about this?
They got my arm!
Where you going to go get my boys, okay? First of all, I will meet you at the park. All right, I will meet you at the park, and we're going to talk about this situation like gentlemen, okay? Ain't no need for me to go down there and start messing with youngsters, okay? All right, that's what we're going to do.
Them youngsters got my arm!
Sir, with all due respect, okay, you're talking about my son, and I know what he is capable of doing and what he's not going to do. And he don't disrespect no older people like that, especially with somebody with an impairment or disablement or whatever you got. I'm sorry about your arm.
I'm asking you a question. Do you not think taking somebody's arm is disrespectful? That's disrespectful to take an old man's arm and run down the street.
It is, sir. Disrespectful. But what is not disrespectful also is you telling me you're going to go up there and whoop my son's. And that's not going to happen. Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to up as soon as I get over here to this damn park.
Okay, hold on a second, sir. You going to do what to my son?
I'm going to son up as soon as I get to this park. And the ain't Timmy that's with it. Because they took my arm and they know they did it. I'm going to.
Okay, let me tell you something. You call me up disrespecting me and threatening my son. Do you know who you talking to? I tell you what you do. Bring to that park. And just breathe on my son wrong, okay? Say his name wrong, okay? Say it. And then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your other arm, and I'm going to beat you with it.
Hey, you're going Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Don't think I can't whoop with this one on. Cause I'm dead. I whoop you and your son with this one on. I promise you that.
Okay, come on in, you family. I'm a you ain't gonna know what to do with your life. Cause you can't find your arm. You ain't got no sense. And you over here with the wrong people's family, all right?
You don't know what happened to my arm. You don't know how I lost my arm. You don't know what happened.
You crying?
You don't know what happened to my arm.
Why is you crying? Let me ask you something, Mr. Sensitive. What's the problem?
You don't know how I lost the arm. You don't know how I lost it.
I don't know how you lost your arm. I don't give a
my arm. Your son,
I don't know who got your arm. My son ain't got your arm.
No, your son. He don't have my arm. Tommy got my arm.
Who got your arm?
Tommy got it.
Tommy.
Tommy got it. Tommy the one got the arm.
Yo, who the Tommy, man?
Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your son Darius, 15-year-old, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh. Yo, man. He called you and told you that. Tony on punishment. I knew he wasn't going to do no. You on punishment double time now.
Oh, man. You all right?
Something else.
Oh, man.
Got me.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You already know, baby.
See there? Why?
You were right, Junior. Why? You were right. Play too much. You're
a prosthetic arm. Why would you call the people?
How is he still stupid and he's not even here?
He don't even. It's just built in on him, man. I know. It's just like, can you imagine? If I could just say one thing, how many proud moments have you had of him? It can't be a whole lot of
Tommy.
Oh. Yeah.
We got to count think.
You mean since birth?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
What?
One hand, two hands.
Yeah,
the
up
moments.
Are we definitely talking fingers now. We ain't got to go into the whole hand.
Oh,
it ain't a whole
one of my hands down.
Yes.
Yeah, I think when he graduated from Texas A&M as the first black ever with a theater arts major, that was pretty
okay,
major.
Okay, that was a proud
okay.
moment.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the other proud moments was. When I was like, wasn't really proud, most done. Somebody had a baby with him. That was the other one.
Okay. You said somebody had a baby.
I know.
I just stunned. I didn't understand that at all. I was just, her thought process was troubling to me. You know, where was her mind at? Yeah, she thought having an offspring with this ignorant ass man.
Was,
oh, yeah. Probably. Let's see. And,
One more.
Give one more. Just give us one more.
Not
the lips.
Yeah, no. Having a TV show and lasting this long, that's pretty proud.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Ready to love.
That's right. A big moment,
those
though.
Ready
to
love.
Yeah, those
that's
were
big,
three good
boy.
Ones.
That is
yeah.
big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shirley.
All right,
Shaka,
thank you,
was
nephew.
The first child, though, that was.
Thank you, Junior. And thank you, nephew, for those moments. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, how did he know where to put it? All right, we'll get into that. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in. without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking the Submit Strawberry Letter button. It's right there, okay? And we could be getting your letter. We could be receiving your letter. We could be reading your letter on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
Mm-hmm. You never know. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, how did he know where to put it? Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 6 years and all was well in my marriage until one of my closest friends moved to my side of town. She's divorced and she bought a new home closer to where we live. When she and her husband started to have problems, my husband stopped talking to him because he didn't like the way her husband treated her. My granny lives with us and she didn't understand why my husband cared so much. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmother because she finds fault with everything. When my close friend would stop by our house, my granny would keep an eye on her. She didn't like my husband having kind words for my friend at all. I took it with a grain of salt because granny is so negative most of the time. But I did stop my friend from popping up at our house before she went out so I could see her dressed up nicely. Granny said it was more for my husband than for me. It did raise a red flag, but I didn't let Granny know. Then my friend had a housewarming party and she needed wood for her fireplace, so I told her we'd bring some. My husband came in a few minutes after us and I asked him if he was going to get the wood. He said he already put it out back. My friend thanked him and Granny asked how he knew where to put it. A hush fell over the room. He said he assumed it went on the patio. Granny then asked how he knew where the patio was. Come on, Granny. He said he assumed it was out back. My friend and my husband looked uncomfortable and Granny looked at me and whispered, "Don't be stupid, Tam." Is she just being Granny, or am I being stupid? What is going on? All right, it's a little bit of both, meaning that Granny was right, and yes, you were stupid for ignoring that feeling you had in your gut. Or the red flags, as you call them. Red flags pop up for a reason, okay? That's why they're called red flags. And when, you know, and when has anyone's granny been wrong about this kind of stuff? Okay. It's called wisdom. It is called wisdom. It's called, they've lived long enough to have seen just about everything in life. And they certainly know when a woman is trying to get at another woman's man. It's just something that grannies have. Okay. Older women. But the really stupid one here is your husband. Your husband, who couldn't even play off the fact that he knew exactly where everything was at your friend's house. Because why? Because could it be that he's been there before? Sounds like it. It looked very suspicious when all you guys were inside and he took the firewood and put it in the very place it was supposed to go. He didn't come in and ask your friend any questions about where it should go. He didn't bring it inside and put it down somewhere, anywhere. Nope. He put it where he always puts it when he comes over. And that's when Granny knew for sure and she put him on blast with her questions. And Granny's right. You know that. Don't be stupid, Tam. No, you didn't catch them together and you don't have any facts or anything, but you got your granny on the case and clearly something is going on. So thank you to the granny in this letter and for all the grannies out there. Steve.
It is so hard to follow this one because who wants to respond after that eloquent display of respect for the elderly? I usually want to be respectful of elderly people, but damn.
Come on, Shirley Granny. Gave this woman all the respect,
yes,
adulation, Granny. Admiration, credit.
Because she's right.
I just gave it up. Mm-hmm. You know, Shirley trying to go Christian on this one. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days on this earth shall be long. You know, I'm finna run the risk of getting cut off early. Because I see some other stuff in this letter, so here I go.
Yeah, do you?
How did he know where to put it? You've been married for 6 years, and everything was going good until one of your closest friends moved on your side of town. She got divorced, and she bought a new house closer to where y'all live, and when she and her husband started to have problems, your husband stopped talking to him because he ain't like the way her husband treated her. Mm. Well, obviously, he had some information y'all didn't have because they was boys. And he kind of went, yo, dog, that's like real stank there. He didn't stop, so that's natural. My granny lives with us. See, right there. Right there. My granny lives with us. Let's talk about the decisions that your old ass can make to make you have to live with your grandkids. Not your children. Your damn grandkids. Your mama and your daddy didn't want her staying with them. So now
she's
staying with you. Mm-hmm. Woo! Some people know some stuff about granny that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And she didn't understand why your husband cared so much. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmama because she finds fault with everything. That's why she at your house. That's why she ain't at your mama's house or your daddy's house. She done broke up a lot of families, I bet you.
Hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how did he know where to put it? We'll come back with part two of Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, how did he know where to put it?
Mm. Yeah, you've been married for a while. Your closest friend got divorced, bought a house over there by you and your husband. Your husband started having problems. When they started having problems, your husband stopped talking to her husband because he said he didn't like the way he treated her. Your grandmama lived with y'all, and she didn't understand why my husband cared so much because your grandmama knows it. I don't get into discussions about my husband and marriage with my grandmother because she finds fault with everything. Why is your grandmama staying with y'all? Why is the grandmama not staying with her daughter or her son? Why she got to skip over and stay with her grandkids? Because she done already broke up your mom and daddy's home. So they wasn't going to have it. So now she over here. And now guess what? She finna break yours up because she find fault with everything. Everybody don't know one little negative ass granny living with them. But you don't know no better. When my close friend would stop by our house, your grandmom would keep an eye on her. She didn't like my husband having kind words for my friend at all. I took it with a grain of salt. Your grandmama don't like nothing. This old bitter ass old lady that's by herself. That's what she is. Old bitter ass old woman by herself staying with her grandkids. Can't stay with her own kids. Got to stay with her kids' kids. She got to skip a generation because she done broke up too many houses. And everybody know about your grandmama except y'all. Because you still remember her giving you candy. Well, she got a different kind of candy. Now it's called poison.
What?
Yeah, she got a different kind of candy now, and it's called poison. Because my granny is so negative most of the time. That's all the time. What is your old ass done that has caused you to have to live with your grandkids? Because she negative. Granny don't like no damn body, and I got news for you. Don't nobody like granny. But I did stop my friend from popping up at our house because when she went out, so I could see her all dressed up nicely. Granny said that was more for my husband. That's for me.
Grandpa messy.
Granny just keeps stirring the pot up. See, Granny ain't got no man.
Right.
Granny ain't had a man in a long time. Granny man left her.
Uh huh.
Now she mad about everybody, man. Now ain't nobody got a good man, cause to granny, all men is dogs. Yours, your mama's, your daddy's, everybody. Granny a walking ass home record.
I love granny.
Then my friend had a housewarming party. Now this is what threw me. Then my friend had a housewarming party and she needed wood for her fireplace. What? Who throw a party and say, hey man, bring some wood?
Wood.
What? Hey man, bring some drink, bring some potato salad, bring cups, bring plate, bring a little meat with you. Bring some. Who throw a party and ask for some damn firewood? That was just odd to me. I went to a lot of parties. I had a lot of stuff under my arm. I ain't ever walked in with some logs under my arm, though. I've never. I done bought wine, alcohol, cheese trays. I done showed up with some stuff, gifts, bags.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Not no wood, though. Wood. So I told her we'd bring some. My husband came in a few minutes after us and I asked him if he was going to get the wood. He said he already put it out back. Now, my friend thanked him, and Granny asked, now see right here, why is Granny at the damn party?
I love Granny.
Come on, Granny.
You took Grammy nosy ass over to the party. Grammy asked, my friend thanked him, and Granny asked how he knew where to put it. Mm-hmm. A hush fell over the room. How he know where to put the wood? Because wood has a double meaning, and where to put it has a double meaning. So now that's why the hush fell over the room, because he just made this double connotation statement. Well, how he know where to put it? Now everybody got to figure out, what is her old ass talking about, put what where? Put the wood where? Because we talking two things now. So then the hush fell over the room. He said he assumed it went on the patio. Granny then asked, how he knew where the patio was. Well, oh, heifer,
come
all
on,
patios Patty. Is in the back. If it ain't in the back, it ain't a patio. If it's in the front, it's a porch.
Right.
See that old-ass statement right there, how he know where the patio is, because all patios is in the damn back. Man, kind of ignorant-ass obvious question is that. Because she a home wrecker. He said he assumed it was out back. I'd have told her, hey, old heifer, all patios is in the back.
Oh, gosh.
I like Granny.
My friend and my husband looked uncomfortable, and Granny looked at me and whispered, don't be stupid, damn.
Stupid, damn.
Your man
That's
doing
right.
it just like all of my men's is did me. I ain't been able to keep a man no how. So why would I want to see you one? I done got rid of your mom and daddy's relationship. That's why I'm staying in your house.
She didn't
Is
say
she
all
just
of that.
Being granny or am I being stupid? What's going on? Your grammy's a hater. Bye, granny.
She got wisdom. Okay.
Old evil
Hit
ass.
Us up on
all
Instagram.
Right, she know how to break up a family.
At Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, Championship Sunday is over. And this looks like it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Man. Done okay, deal. Come on, Jalen Hurts. Here it is, man. You there? Look, Philly made short work of San Francisco. It was, you know, the score of that game was just a blowout. It was old.
Oh, man. Beat them like they was children.
Man, it was over at midway through the first quarter. It's 31-7 was the final score, but San Francisco lost their starting quarterback, Brock Purdy, second play of the first drive. So he was out. They brought in Josh Johnson, who clearly has not played a play or down in many years because he didn't even know he was leading the huddle. He didn't get no plays in, delay of games. He throwing the ball everywhere. He couldn't find receivers. It just was just shame, man, to see San Francisco go out like that, Unc. It was just horrible.
Well, injuries is a part of the game. I felt bad for them, but yeah. I knew they was going to lose anyway, even if they had Purdy.
They got it. So, man, I'm proud. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. They going to the Super Bowl, man. Now, this other game, man, somebody please. Kansas City over Cincinnati, 23-20. And, man, if you see Joseph Osai somewhere in Cincinnati, somebody please check on him because – this boy made a late hit personal foul on Patrick Mahomes at the 50 with 8 seconds left in the game. Move the ball up to the 35, and that's it. You gave him the game. It could have went to overtime. Let him go. He wasn't going to get the first down. No, he sat on that bench and cried by himself. He couldn't even go in that locker room. That's why he couldn't.
He's still on the bench.
He's still at his moment. Yeah.
Yeah. right now, he's still in Kansas City.
Yeah, he under the bench now.
Yeah, he can't go back in there. That's over. That's over.
Oh,
matter of fact,
oh, baby.
He got, well, breaking news. He just got released as I was speaking. I'll be damned. No longer.
You don't know that, Junior.
Wait, hey, I promise you. Can't come back in that locker room, though. That is, you got to find a new home. We was going to the Super Bowl if you wouldn't have made that mistake. At least could have played it overtime. Why would you do that, man? That is just you can't even make, you can't make that up, dog. It was my last season. I'm finna retire on a play like that. Dog, you can't come back in here. So, congratulations.
Oh, and we need to give a shout-out to Anita Baker. She sung the national anthem at the Phillies game. The Phillies and 49ers.
Jalen Hurts said that's his favorite singer, Anita Baker.
Yep.
And she came on down and sung.
She's my favorite female singer of all time.
Oh, man. Anita Cole.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is.
Anita Boo.
Okay. Yes. Anita Baker's my favorite all-time. She's on tour. I've gotten more joy from her music than any other female artist.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's beautiful. All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
Hang in there, Joe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, this is a question from SteveHarveyFM.com. This woman says, I'm a 58-year-old female and my name is Maddie. I've been with my significant other for 8 years. And when we started dating, he said his love life was complicated and he did not want to rush into a marriage. Over the years, I teased him about marrying me and he would tell me it's too complicated. He's been in the hospital for a few days with an infection and his mother and sister have been at his bedside. I felt like he didn't need me. Then he said he would love for me to move in with him when he gets out of the hospital. Do I move in and play wifey with him or tell him it's complicated?
Well, you know, when you think you're about to die, you know, you have a lot of, I love you, I want to live with you. You got to see how he feel when he get out the hospital. And then you need to find out really what he in there for.
Yeah, she just
and
said
then you just need real clarity on it's complicated. Is he still married?
Married, yeah.
Legally? Yeah. And so forth and so on. And you deserve the right to know. Stop all this kidding around with him with all this here mess. Get some facts.
Teasing him.
Google, search, and get busy. You know, he might be the right dude for you. You might be able to uncomplicate his situation. But you need all the information to be able to do that. That's all I'm saying. I hope your man get out the hospital.
Because I tell you what, Uncle.
8 years.
I know that's what I did.
But you're not going to come over here and stay in this house if you need washing and all that. That's not what you're not going to do.
Why? Ain't nobody said nothing about him needing washing.
Well, I'm not going to be turning you over, flipping you, and washing you, and heating up rags and going to cleaning them all this here. Now you and the bunch of drawers on and they backwards and they just load it up every 2 days. I'm not finna.
Oh my God.
So we need to find out what this sickness is and why his ass in there. What do he need, a wife or a nurse?
It's an infection. She said it's an infection. She didn't say what kind of infection.
Yeah.
That sounds like washing, though.
Find out. And while you staying that long enough where he go to sleep, then when he go to sleep, go down at the foot of that bed and get that chart. Get yourself some information. Take pictures of the chart so you can study it at home.
Steve, those medical terms are electronic now. They're digital. Yeah. They ain't got no clipboard at the end of the bed no more.
Well, last time I was in the hospital, that went to hell.
They've been together 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah.
So she would know if he was sick if they've been dating for 8 years, right?
8 years. That's a long time.
She don't know nothing. She say the mom and the sister down there. She ain't been down there.
How old he is? She's 58.
Oh, he got an infection.
Well then he wanted to move in. He wanted to move 70. In. So, yeah.
He's in his 70s.
He about damn near 70. You know, everybody ain't as fly as me at 66. So he could be
66. So he's 70. Yeah.
How old is his mom?
He could be just a regular ass 66 and ass over there, just over there, just with it. He got an infection.
So if he got an infection, that sounds like washing because you got to keep that area clean. You know you got to.
Well, you know he probably stepped on a nail or something. And he didn't get his tetanus shot.
Tetanus shot.
They finna take his left.
Why
foot,
are we so. Speculating? Why?
He can bring no, your no, amputated.
He just not doing.
Yeah, they think about talking about taking his left foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how bad the infection is because he stepped on the foot on the with the right shoe.
Yeah.
But they could
take
the
right foot. Shoe, the right one, not the left.
It's gonna be a bad operation. Then they're gonna have to go take the right one. So now he ain't got no feet.
So now it's just a wash.
I just see it going all bad. He just sitting up in there.
But if he's 70 something, like you say, his mother and his sister have been at his bedside.
How old are they?
Yeah.
Oh well, his mama probably at 90.
Mm-hmm. 90 sitting by his son's bed.
Well, she in there sleep most of the time.
She ain't seen the doctor yet.
Every time they come in, she sleep.
Well, thank you for clearing all of that up, sir. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll have more of this ignorant show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen, if Jay Leno doesn't get somewhere and sit his butt down, what is going on? You heard about this? He recently broke his collarbone, two ribs, and both kneecaps in a motorcycle accident. This happened January 17th, Steve, your birthday. Jay told the Las Vegas Review, he goes, so I turned down a street and cut through a parking lot, and unbeknownst to me, some guy had a wire strung across the parking lot, but with no flag hanging from it. So, I didn't see it until it was too late. It just was a clothesline, me, and boom, knocked me off my bike. He said the bike kept going, and you know how that works out. Just 2 months ago, of course, we all know that Leno was hospitalized for second and third degree burns following a garage car fire. Now, Jay, maybe it's time for you to hire a driver or something and just sit back and just chill. Yeah, just
leave
come cars on, Jay.
And bikes alone.
Yeah, in the back Man. Seat.
Yeah. So he got clothesline, so he was... Riding.
Yeah.
Bike
knocked
going.
Him off his bike. The bike kept going.
But he
and,
broke
yeah.
both kneecaps?
Kneecaps. Yeah, both kneecaps, Steve. A collarbone, two
he
ribs.
To stay, like you said, Junior, you just start walking.
You need a big wheel. You need a tractor.
What is
anything
that show he does?
Motor.
Yeah.
It's Jay's garage. What Jay need to do, Jay need to get into gardening. Grow you some herbs and stuff in your backyard. Get fresh dill and thyme out your grass.
All right.
Stop this.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather eat out in public wearing a bib, or would you rather drink from a baby bottle?
Oh, no. Give me the bib.
Taking the bib.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the crab house, they're going to get that to you anyway.
Okay. They'll give you a bib.
Yeah, okay. Even if you go to Crustaceans out in L.A., if you get that Dungeon and Crab and you got the crack, I stopped doing that, though. You bring me mine with the meat out the shell.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I don't need all that to work, man. I ain't coming here for labor.
Yeah, that's not fun. Mm-hmm. All right,
I'm paid you to crack it. Bring the meat in the shell.
Yes.
That's right, Steve. Would you rather give up traveling forever or give up using profanity forever? Which one?
Well, then we just ain't going nowhere.
Because you can't give up cursing? You can't do it?
Well, I'm supposed to say somebody cussing me, and I'm supposed to say, have a nice day. What am I going to do?
Yeah. So you can continue to travel.
Yeah. Who would you do?
That's the worst one I've ever heard.
Because you love them both so much.
Both,
yeah, very dear and dear to your heart. Traveling or profanity? Come on.
You can't go nowhere.
I give up the cussing, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to hire. I'm going to hire somebody to cuss for me. And I'm going to have a button, like 1, 2, 3, and that's the level that I want you to respond. Like somebody say something to me, I hit 1. Yeah. And then you, and then it'll be something like, hey, man, just get your ass out of my face.
Yeah,
that's a 1.
That's a 1.
Then I press a 2.
Yeah.
Then it's, you know, I don't give a blankety blank about what you're talking about. You need to step the blank on and get the blank blank.
That's a 2? Mm-hmm.
That's a 2?
Wow.
That's a lot of blanks.
With this 3 finna be.
Yeah.
With this
what's
number
three
is just blasting. All of it. Let the guns go. Feel free. Freestyle.
Oh, okay.
All right, moving on.
But I'm going to need a steady cussing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
All right, here's another one. Would you rather not be able to scratch an itch or not be able to wear deodorant? You're itching, but you can't scratch it.
Well, let me tell you something.
Funky,
if you don't put that
deodorant
on, you're going to be itching your ass off. If you don't get that deodorant under that arm, and you ain't had no deodorant on for about 3 days, you're going to have it. You ain't going to have no hair under your arm. You're going to have cuts. It's going to be bleeding under your arm.
Oh, gross.
I'm telling you something, man. Go 3-4 days without deodorant. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day. And, of course, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Monday.
Woo, January 30th.
Yeah.
Isn't
this the 30th?
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
January almost, is moving 2023.
Yep. Christmas in what, 11
well, good
months?
Thing I don't have, you know how people celebrate their birthday month?
Yeah.
I don't do that. I do the day and I'm gone.
Yeah.
You're
done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah, I do the day. So I have some children who like to drag it out. You be, like I told them, you be dragging it out by yourself. Hey, listen, man, I want to make a comment that I'm not really sure I want to even make about this thing.
What?
This tragedy that keeps happening. These are my closing remarks about it. And as I'm doing these closing remarks, I want to say something. I don't really know what I'm going to say right now. I really, really don't. Because I'm so confused internally in my mind about how to even put this thing into words with the latest act of police brutality towards another black person. I think what makes this one, I can't say more disturbing because they're all disturbing to me. These acts of brutality against our youth, man, our young black men are going to be extinct at this rate. We are losing lives at an alarming rate. I'm pretty sure it's at a higher rate than any other race of people. I don't know this happening to anybody like it's happening to us. I don't see this happening in any other part of the world like it is here. And as we parade around and talk about the greatness of America, I'm embarrassed, man, because I travel a lot. And I have news for us, for all of us who travel as Americans. You ain't as well received as you think you are. You ain't as highly thought of and regarded as you think you are. Before I get onto this thing, I was playing golf the other day out the country. And I was with a group of friends, and a guy came up out of nowhere, white guy, and one of my buddies stopped him and said, "Hey, man, we're just getting ready to go out, man. Can you give him a minute?" You know what the guy's response was? "I'm American." Now, the guy he told it to wasn't American at all. So the guy says to him, "Excuse me?" He said, "Yeah, but I'm American." The dude said, "What do that have to do with anything?" And he just walked away from the guy. So the guy came up, I shook his hand and all this here. But, you know, as we were out on the golf course, he said, "Hey, man, what is it that gives y'all over there the right to think that you have the entitlement that it makes everything okay if you just say I'm American?" And I just wanted to share that with you to say, listen, man, as you travel around this world, man, check that ego at the door. Leave that ego on your passport, because it ain't what you think it is around the world, because the rest of the world knows the truth because they see it, and they're not jaded by the political party because they don't vote right or left. All they see us is what we really are. And do you know that the world thinks that we are racist in America? Somebody got it right. So just so you know, somebody got it right. Somebody feels that way about us, and it's all over the world. I get questioned all the time because I speak in places around the globe. "Steve, why are they doing this? Hey, man, why don't y'all have some gun laws? Hey, man, why do policemen beat and kill black people?" I just be sitting there with the same unanswered ass questions that I have all the time. I've been asking these questions for years. I got no answers for them. Now, this latest incident of police brutality in Memphis, what sickens me even more about this, these officers were black. They were black. So now I'm going to assume, and I don't know this, but I'm thinking that these officers get into this blue uniform and develop the culture of the blue uniform, which they see happening on a regular basis, and to them, that black boy, they took it out on him just like you see white officers do, because it's a part of the culture. All police officers, men and women, are not bad people. As a matter of fact, the majority of the police departments are absolutely filled with really good people who took the job with the right intent. But something happens even to them. Something happens in that room, man. I've watched things about different police departments, man, and when you get in there and you find out that the culture is this, that we'll take some money from the drug dealers if we do this, and all of a sudden they just find themselves going along with it. We write up police reports like this because we don't turn our brothers on blue in, and you find yourself going along with it, or else you get ostracized by your brothers in blue, who are the very same people that you need to ride or die with, because y'all out there fighting crime together. But then in fighting the crime, you commit the crime. I don't know what I'm saying in my closing remarks. But once again, as a community, here we go. Another one of ours have been devoured by someone in the police department. And what you want us to do? You want us to keep waiting? I'm so sick of waiting, and I'm so sick of this lie about us being free. Man, well, at least people around the world know the truth about us. And we do too. Those are my closing remarks. Pray for the family of the lost brother in Memphis, Tennessee. Too sad.
The Nichols family.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.